ko, gusto kong, meron akong excess miles sa Delta. So dami ng biyahe ko, meron akong excess miles, I could bring my entire family to Japan. So nung dadaling ko na sila sa Japan, sabi ko sa wife ko, siyempre dun muna ako sa commander-in-chief, di ba? An, siguro maganda magbakasyon tayong lahat sa Japan right after Christmas para yung New Year natin, nasa makita ng mga bata, I want them to experience the New Year in Japan. Kasi ang ganda ng New Year sa Japan eh. Ang New Year sa Japan, pagdating ng January 1, lahat ng mga bahay, they tear all the house. Ang mga Japanese houses, papel yan eh. They tear the curtains, they tear everything, they tear the dividers, and they make everything fresh. Kasi ang Japanese is the cleanest society eh. There's nobody cleaner than the Japanese. Not even the Germans. Okay? They're the cleanest. Okay? So, yan yung culture nila. I want the kids to experience that. Sabi ng wife ko, hindi pwede mangyari yan. Sabi ko, bakit? Eh, hindi sasama sa'yo si Joseph. Bakit? Eh, may girlfriend yan eh. Paano sasama sa'yo yan? Si Joshua, hindi sasama yan. May girlfriend yan. Si David, pagod na pagod yan. Busy, hindi sasama sa'yo yan. Mag-isa kang pupunta sa Japan. Diba? So, ako yung leader. The second in command does not believe in me. Sinabi niya, yung buong staff mo hindi makikinig sa'yo. What am I going to do? I look. Sino man dapat kausapin dito? Joshua, high value girlfriend, life. Talo yan. Joseph, high value. Marie, high value. Hindi kasama yung dalawa. Talo yan. David, pagod. Okay? Excellence. Dave, what are you doing? Nothing. Come with me. Dave, have you heard of the biggest sushi and sashimi restaurant in the universe? What? The biggest and the best sushi and sashimi restaurant, not in the world, Dave, in the universe. Where is that? Have you heard of the Tsukiji market? What's that? That's the public market in Japan where that opens at 5 o'clock in the morning and shuts down at 2. And all the fresh fish come in, and after 2 o'clock, everything gets thrown away because only the freshest fish are what you're going to eat. Nothing gets frozen. Really? Yeah. You've been there? Many times. Remember, I owned Ishogenki. I had a factory in Japan. I've been wanting to get you guys to see that. Really? So, what's your plan? I said, well, I was thinking, I have extra mileage, communication, slow is fast, planning, know what I want, where I'm going, value creation, experience that you never experienced before. I was thinking, Joseph's in love with this girl. He might marry her. It might be the last time we're going to go on a trip. See, you're not manipulating. You're not doing this for you. See, the difference between manipulation and leadership is it's not about you. I'm 58. I just built a 1 billion peso building. It's not for me. I might not even be here for that. That's the difference. Pag malinaw sa'yo yung values mo, hindi tungkol sa'yo ito eh. Maiisip mo yung para sa'yo. Para sa'yo ito. Yung pana-experience ito. Para sa'yo ito, maintindihan mo to. Yung kapatid mo, kakasal na yan. Baka hindi natin makasama ulit yan. Hindi mo naisip yon. Ako, naisip ko yon. Kasi trabaho ko yun eh. Ako yung leader nyo eh. Get it? So, if you want to change the department, inisip mo lahat yon. Hindi mo ba inisip yung gusto mong mangyari? Inisip mo yung para sa lahat. Yung kayo bubuti ng lahat. So, why don't we go? Joseph doesn't want to go because of his girlfriend. He wants to spend time with her. Oh, that's silly. Joshua doesn't want to go because of... Why not? I mean, this might be the last time. Okay, so now, I warn him to my side. There's two of us. Slow is fast. Ama, less is more. Ikaw, ang typical, meeting tayo. Gusto ko mangyari ganito, ha? Department na ganyan. Wrong. Here, for a little more time, you're creating value. You're sending David, you're valuable to me. Okay, Pop, that sounds like a great idea. Natutulog si David sa kama niya, katabi niya si Joshua. I mean, Josh, patay na yung ilaw. Yeah, what? Do you know the biggest, loveliest, biggest, best sushi and sashimi restaurant in the universe? Shut up, Dave. What are you talking about? Well, see, you don't know. Because yung ilaw, What is it? Tsukiji Market. What the world are you talking about? Come here. Wow. Fresh ikura, fresh. Do you know Pop wants to take us there?
Really?
Yeah, he's got expanding marriage. He wants to experience spring in Japan. He wants us to see how the Japanese do this, and he wants us to meet the church leaders.
Really?
Why don't we go? He thinks you won't want to go because you're of Christ. Christy can wait. Shift, culture, value. Bakit? Nilabanan mo siya eh. Relationship? Relationship din ako eh. Tatay mo ako eh.
I'm presenting more overlapping values. You're going to experience and you're going to enjoy things that you won't. And you might not even get that again because in this season, I have expiring mileage. I might not have that anymore. See, this is why this is powerful. Pag nag-gets mo to, yung mga galaw mo, nagtataka sila. Bakit ganun gumalaw? Because hindi niya naintindihan, marami kang tinitamaan dun eh. You're not doing one thing, you're actually doing many things. And they're just gonna be surprised, no? Parang nangyari yun? Because of this. Because you're creating value. So as a department head, that's how you do it. So ngayon, nakausap mo siya, di ba? Yung dalawa na yan, di ba? Di siya, oh, ganun dito. So Joe, Dave and I were just thinking, we should go to Japan. I don't want to go because of God. But Joe, this may be the last time. Yeah, you know what? You guys, you're right. Let's go do it. Tatlo na. Why? Because you know the highest value to him is relationship. And you know that you have a relationship with him through the years. So now, oh, si ma'am na lang. Eh, alam mo naman, si ma'am, madali eh. Pag si ma'am, ang gusto lang niya, kasama kayong tatlo. O, di kausapin na ninyo. Mamaya-maya, yung mami, sabi niya, oh, we're going to Japan. Okay, idea pa niya ngayon. Which is your job. Your job is, it doesn't have to be your idea. Your job is get it done. So the next thing you know, you're all riding the plane and you're just like, okay, pwede na ako matulog. Tapos na yung trabaho ko eh. I've already led you there. You don't have to know it was me. You just have to get there because that's where we're going. Because that's the job of leadership. Create the culture. So, nirearrange mo yung buong plano because you created the value. You showed the vision. Nagpunta doon. Nag-enjoy lahat. Last year, we were all in Japan. Why? Now, they're paying for their ticket. You know why they said that? Here's the reason why. Two of them said, we want our wives to experience what we experienced. Nag-shift na yung value. Hindi na ikaw. Siya na ngayon nag-convince sa'yo. Pop, punta tayo. Ganun ang power nito. Same with the nation. Di ba? Nakukulitan sa'yo. Ah, malaki na sinasabi mo. Ganito, ganyan. Malaki sa excellence. Pag natikman nila yon. Pag natikman nila yun, dumadating sa kanila yung mga tao, bumibisita. Pag nakita nila na ikaw ngayon naging influence, pag ikaw na ngayon yung nagpa-plant ng church sa Amerika, hindi sila nagpupunta sa'yo. Pag natikman nila yun, sabihin nila, that's where we should be. Dapat ganyan tayo. Dapat lang. Hindi naman ganun kahirap yan eh. Babaguhin mo lang yung values mo. Gagawin mo lang yun. And by the way, ang power nito, pag nagawa mo yung tama, actually, mag-enjoy ka because there's nothing more enjoyable than having God in your life. Nothing more enjoyable than having the right relationships. Nothing more enjoyable than being healthy. Nothing more enjoyable than having a lot of money. Nothing more enjoyable than being fulfilled. And nothing more enjoyable than being excellent. Nothing. And the other thing is this. If you embody that, you don't have to force your way. Actually, you can keep getting out of the way. They will look for you. You will never have a shortage of work. They'll always say, we need this guy. Okay? Ikaw na yung, ayaw ka lang. Kaya na, bahala na yun. Sabi niya, hindi, kailangan ka namin. Because value will always win. And it's not popularity. Ah. You might not even be the person they like. Don't make that mistake. Na kailangan ikaw yung gusto nila. Hindi. Usually, the people who create value are not the ones they like. But, they're the ones they look for when push comes to shove. Parang mga general yan. Pag peacetime, ayaw nila yan. Kasi yun yung gumising kayo, exercise tayo. Pero pag nagkaputo ka na, malis kayo lahat dyan. Siya mag-lead. Because at the end of the day, siya yung makaka-deliver niyan. It's Churchill. Nobody likes him at peacetime. World War II comes. Get out of the way. Let this guy run it. It's the same thing. So you don't have to even have a position. Create the culture. Create the value. Just keep creating that. Because once you do that, your department will change, the movement will change, everything will change. So that's what you're doing. So, kasi pag nire-arrange mo yan biglaan, so back tayo sa BCIS, if a-fine mo lahat yung teacher, huwag mong gagawin yun. Magkakagulo kayo. So you have to sell it. Diba? Para ma-move yung mga teachers doon. Kailangan kakausapin mo isa-isa yun. Hindi mo pwedeng, oh, lahat kayo ah, morning teachers, you plan to sell the school. Drama lahat yun. But hindi mo alam kung tumama sa'yo. Pag kinausap mo, here's what we're thinking of. You're a member of Victory. Here's our strength. What do you think? Pag may pushback, atras. Atras muna. Diba? Pag in-announce mo yan, bawa, hindi mo kinausap si David, hindi mo alam yung value nila Joseph. Pag tinira mo yan, kasi yung nasa kwarto, iba-ibang values niyan. Akala mo, pare-pareho yan. Hindi. Iba-iba iniisip niyan. So, pag hindi mo siya inisa-isa, hindi mo malalaman. Pero pag inisa-isa mo siya, ano ba talaga yung issue pala nito, yung anak niya. Ang issue pala nito, may cancer pala yung mommy. Hindi mo alam. Paano mo ililid yan? Hindi mo alam. Hindi mo siya binalyo. Alam niya, hindi mo siya binalyo. Pero kung alam niya, ang issue pala nito, gusto magbakasyon dahil matagal na, dahil meron palang boyfriend na yung anak. Kaya gusto pala makasama niya muna, magbakasyon muna siya. Yung pala yung issue. O, so tutulungan mo siya dun. Because now you're thinking right. Diba? You're thinking what's valuable to him, not what's valuable to you. Pag nabigay mo sa kanya yun, pwede bang pakilinis mo yan? Yes, sir! In fact, hindi mo na kailangan sabihin sa kanya yun, gagawin na niya yun. Make sense? So, and dito yung danger, no? Kasi it's not manipulating. It's figuring out where the values are. But pag i-improve siya eh. Para sa kanya yun eh. Kaya pag uwi, nakasakay sa eroplano lahat, pop, isang hilera, thank you. Thank you, pop. Thank you. It's alright, guys. Tapos. Gawa mo yung trabaho mo eh. You created the value. And they'll know that, not at that time, eventually they'll figure it out. So if you're doing that to your department, hindi yung gusto mong mangyari. Bakit mo siya gusto mangyari? Because it's gonna be good for everybody in the end. Diba? So ngayon, iingatan mo, paano mo sasabihin sa kanya yun? Diba? How do you communicate that to him so that nakikreate mo yung culture na tama? It's healthy. Diba? So it's not just organization, system, and process. So pag inorganize mo siya, that's the power that's flowing there. Yung umaandar doon, hindi yung... Diba? For example, yung katawan mo, mayroon bang system yan eh, may organization yan. Pero ano yung power? What's the motivation? What drives that? What causes that to be what it is? Yeah. Kasi kung hindi yun yung ano, hindi siya mag-work. You're gonna have a good organization. Robotic yan. Worse, when you project it 20 years from now, mali na yung culture, iba na yung values. It's about sino yung pinakamalaki, sino yung pinakamarami, hindi ganun. Diba? No, these are the values. That's why, di ba? Lordship, those are values. Kaya, di mo, bakit in 30 years walang church split ng Victory? Clear yung values eh. So wala kang pinag-aawa niya. Pag sinabi ni Junius Cusar, gusto ko ganito yung sistema. Is it gonna produce more disciples? Yes. Well, sure, dito tayo. Kasi malinaw yung values, di ba? O Lordship, Lord ba si Jesus? Oh yes, Lord si Jesus. Oh, sure, di ba? Pag hindi malinaw yung values, yun yung problema mo. Because now, they start defining the values. Ang problema mo ngayon, hindi mo alam kung ano yung valuable sa kanya because you did not make clear to him what the values are. So ngayon, yung values na didefine niya, hindi mo ngayon mamimit yun. Kasi iba yung definition niya ng values eh. Give you an example, the room across the hall, this is probably 08. Dumating ako dito, 9 o'clock service pa yun eh. Pagdating ko dito, sa taas, mayroong isang grupo ng mga matatanda. Lahat puti yung buhok. Sino itong mga to? Ang dami, siguro mga 18 or 19 sila. Sino kaya itong mga to? Never seen them before. Tapos, linggo-linggo, for 3 months, nakikita ko nandun sa gitna. Nandun sa gitna ng auditorium. Sabi ko, sino kaya ito mga to? And for 3 months, nandun sila. Tapos, after finally, 1 week, sabi, may dumapit sa akin sa cafeteria. Pastor, galing kami sa gantong church and we want to move to your church. Apparently, naka-offend sila doon sa pastor nila. And we want to meet with you. We want to forewarn you. Marami kaming tanong. Okay, we'll give you a heads up. I-email ka namin. So dumating yung tanong, 40 questions. So punta ako dito, Sabado ng hapon yun, 2 o'clock. Pagpasok ko dito, yung gravel pa yan. Puro Range Rover, tsaka mga Jaguar. Puro mayayaman pala. Hindi ko alam, hindi ko kilala eh. Yeah. So pagpasok ko dito, ito na. Okay, hello, hello, hello. Siyempre, di ba? Town meeting, wala kang magagawa. Hindi ako nag-call, sila yung nag-call ng meeting. Eh. Di wala kang magagawa. So, yung question number one, do you have a Christmas cantata? Yung unang tanong, di ba? I'm sorry, we don't have a Christmas cantata. What we have is, nung panahon natin, Christmas play, di ba? We have a Christmas play, but we don't have a Christmas cantata. Number two, ganyan. So, isa-isa. What is your belief statement? What is your... So, inisa-isa ko siya. Sagot sa kanya, sabi niya, Pastor Good, what's your belief in the Holy Spirit? What do you believe in tongues? Lahat yan, tinanong. Sabi niya, yes, we believe in tongues, but we don't believe that everybody will. We believe that everybody can, but we don't believe that everybody will. So, explain ko lahat yun. Tapos na. Sabi niya, Pastor, we think we're all gonna join the church. Sabi niya, well, before you join the church, let me make one thing clear. This church is only about one thing. Now sa whiteboard, sabi ko, this church is about discipleship. In other words, you're not defining your values and your expectations. I'm the leader and I'm defining that. The only thing you can expect from us if you're going to join this church is you're going to become disciples who make disciples, which means you will volunteer, you will serve, you will attend small groups. And if you're not willing to do that, I have friends in the city that are good pastors with good churches, and I can endorse them to you. That's leadership. Everybody stayed except for one couple, pag-asawa. Everybody stayed. They're all still here. They're some of our most generous givers because clarifying value is important. Not the popular thing. Liwanagin mo, di ba? Eto yan. The reason why victory is very successful is because the values are clear. Kaya pag sinasabi mo yung isang value, malinaw, di ba? Kaya hindi kayo magkakaaway. Pag sinabi ni Ferdy, ganito, ganyan, ganyan, okay, mas maganda ba yan? Mas mag-produce ba ng disciples yan? Yes, okay, good. No question. Mas maganda yun eh, dun tayo. Di ba? Yung idea ng alamang, mas maganda, dun tayo. Mas, kasi pareho tayo ng value eh. Pag magkaiba ka ng value, mag-aaway kayo. So it stems there. Diba? Kailangan liwanagin mo every time you get in your department. What's the most valuable thing in your department? Harmony? Relationship? Importante yun eh. Character ng mga tao? Yun yung inaasikaso mo. The rest will follow eh. The execution is easy. Kasi actually, executing ng job, it's easy. Take away the drama, simple lang ang buhay eh. Nagkukomplika lang naman dahil sa Pilipinas, yung context ng Pilipinas, kaya nagkukumukomplika dahil maraming drama. Pag tinanggal mo yon, there's nothing. There's nothing to do. There's nothing. If executing some of this is very simple. So, in answer to your question, slow is fast. Huwag mong mamadaliin. I'm not trying to prescribe to you how long. I'm trying to describe to you why. For example, selling the school, that took 3 years. To just convince Bishop Manny that we need to sell the school took years. To convince the staff to do it because I was saying, we need to get out of that. Hindi tayo magaling dyan. Worse, we're losing money every year. And we are penalizing the entire church of the wisdom of the man who should be running this because we're running that. We're serving 300 people. We should be serving thousands of people. So how do you convince that? You cannot convince that tomorrow. That will take you years. You have to show them the value. Pastor Steve, here's why. Pastor Manny, here's why. Pastor June, here's why. Now, at some level, leadership requires boldness where you have to step out and say, I really feel this is the right way to go. Diba? But you cannot just escape that by telling people what to do. You have to show them the value. Now they know the value. We won't be what we are if Manny Carlos is not leading us. But we won't have Manny Carlos if we have the school. He will be there. He won't be here. So kailangan mo i-dispose yan para magawa mo to. So you have to move certain parts which are not necessarily comfortable. It's not easy, but you have to do it because you're a leader. Diba? And this is important for you to understand historically how these things happen. Para meron kang basis. Diba? And you're understanding, okay, here's what I'm trying to do pala. Give me an example of what you're saying. Ano ba yung sinasabi mong gusto mong baguhin sa structure? Okay. First of all, is your system going to create greater value to the parents? Huh? Yes. Okay, so high value yon. Okay? The question is, magbe-burn out ba yung staff? So, ang kino-convince mo yung staff o yung volunteers? Wala yung it's transitioning the parents. Okay. So let's apply that. How many parents are we talking about?
Average attendees in Pioneer for kids ministry is around 600 to 700 parents.
Okay, 600 to 700 parents. You're the kids pastor?
No, preteens admin.
You're the admin. So you have to lead the north.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get your kids pastor to agree. Okay, so you have to sell it to him. So you have to have a conversation with him. Okay, question, does he see it? If he doesn't, then you have to get an ally. That could be your senior pastor. That could be Pastor Ferdy. That could be somebody you can present because you have to think in terms of my value I'm creating might actually be a good practice that might be a breakthrough for Pioneer, consequently a breakthrough for the entire hub, consequently a breakthrough for the entire movement. Okay, because it is of value. Security of children is valuable. Okay, so there's two approaches. Okay, invent your own or look for a proven system that works. So you look around, you find, oh, yun ang ginagawa na pala ng fourth yan eh. Diba? So you go over there and say, okay, how many people does fourth have? They have 2,000. Okay, does the system work? Yes, how long has it been working? For the last 6 years. Then I go to my senior pastor. Pastor June, mas madali yun. Dahil tiga fourth yun, diba? Ito pala yung system. Ito yung system natin. O, ito pala yung system na mas maganda. Diba? So now, you eliminate, kasi ang ginagawa mo dyan, you're showing the value. Eh. So sabi ng pastor, okay, good. So, patawag mo yung kids pastor. O ito yung pinapresent ni JC. O bakit hindi pwede kayo? Kasi ganito, ganyan. Eh sabi niyo, hindi, ito yun, ito. Di ba? Pag-uusapan niyo yun. So kasi pag tinira mo yung parents, hindi naman convince yung head mo, hindi naman convince yung staff mo, problema yan. Because what's gonna happen is sinabi mo sa parents, paglabas niyan doon, ganda yung sinabi niyan, hindi mo ako niniwala doon. Eh. Patay ka. Which happens very many times because culture is not what happens in the meeting, it's what happens after the meeting. Culture is not when the boss is there, it's when the boss is gone, what happens. Malalim yun, pare. Maraming tao, oo sa'yo yan. Paglabas mo, iba sasabihin yan. That's culture. Pinoy, di ba? Ngingitian ka niyan, pero sa likod mo, gusto kang patayin yan. Si Magellan, di ba? Gusto patay. Because that's culture. Because culture is value. Pag hindi niya nakita yung value niyan, oo sa'yo yan, pero hindi niya gagawin yan. So, paano mo kukonvince? So, the reason why you're doing that, by the way, is because you're also testing that your idea might not actually be the best idea. Kaya kailangan you're humble enough to test your idea. Hindi pala ganun. O sige, adjust natin. O you get add mo ng adjust hanggang magumanda ng gumanda yung ideas. Pag-present mo kay June yan, ito yung idea namin. Mataas na yung value. Oo na yan. Pag umuo yan, who's the kids pastor?
Pastor RJ Umawing.
Ha?
RJ Umawing.
So RJ, oh, ito yung gusto natin. Bakit? Diba? If she shares the same value, then he'll say yes. So now, tatlo na kayo. And then Pastor Jude, alam mo, mas malakas ito pagka kinausap namin yung mga parents na nandun ka. Eh. Okay lang ba? I-schedule ka namin. Diba? So para yung mga parents, hindi naman natin mabulabog, sabihin natin, okay, bigay ka ng newsletter. Okay, we'll start with the most influential parents. Okay? Lima-lima muna. Diba? limang parents muna. By the way, Pastor June, nandito kami kasi we want to talk to you about the changes that we're going to execute because of the following reasons. We're in a mall, security risk, may mga malakas ang child trafficking sa Pilipinas, blah, 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 blah. In light of all of these threats, here is what we're proposing. What do you think? Umpisa ka muna, dalawa muna. Maganda to. O, dilusot na. O, next two. O, lusot na ulit, di ba? Eh, kaya yung gagawin mo, tatawagin mo natin ng pets. We have to, pinahirap ang buhay natin. Hindi tayo mahal nito mga to. You created turmoil eh. Samantalang ito, nakuha mo to. So let's say 600 parents. Okay? Ako yung administrator. Bro, handle mo muna to for the next 2 months. Ha? Because from this Saturday, Sunday, every Sunday, hanap akong dala. Every service, kakausapin ko yan. After the service, so apat. So by the time na acid test ko yan, I have 60 people I've already talked to. If that passes through 60, that means it will pass to 600. Pero what do? You just implement, you didn't even test. Sinabi mo, hindi mo pinagbigyan ng mag-pushback. So pag nag-pushback yan, for every person you talk to, sabi ni David, Pop, kasi ganito, ganyan. Yeah, pero ito naman, ito. Diba? Oo nga, no? Diba? Tsaka hindi naman isang buwan to, Dave. We're just gonna be there for 7 days. 26, 27, January 1. No? Wow, that's nice. Pero gawa na gano'n, ito. Sa tayo tira, ito. Diba? So, you're answering, nakuha mo yan. So, pagpunta mo sa kabila, Joshua, paano yung ganito? Ito. So, by the time mabating ka kay Marie, lahat ng tanong niya, alam mo na yung sagot eh. Tsaka hindi ka sumagot. Sila ang sumagot. Because you created the culture. It's not about your idea. It's about you executing properly. Na magawa mo yung dapat gawin. So you're actually using a process of getting everybody's idea. That by the time you get to the person, pag nakausap mo na yung 600, nakausap mo na yung 100, 100 na yung kakampi mo. Pag miniting mo yung 100 na yan, we have an idea. How many people agree? Lahat. Eh, siyempre, kinausap mo lahat. But what do you typically do? You call the department. Diba? Ito, failure ng mga magulang. We're gonna have a family council. Have you had a family? Yung pamilya niya, diba? Yung tatawag yung tatay, may family council. Diba? Mag-rosary muna tayo, tapos mag-family council tayo. Diba? Tapos lahat yung mga bata, hindi mo, ano mo kaya ito? Diba? Samantala, kinausap mo yan, diba? Tingin mo dito sa idea kong ito. Pupush back yan. Diba? Mag-uusap kayo. Many times, even in marriage, it's as simple as that. It's a values exchange. Paano natin papalaguin to? Paano natin palalakin to? Yeah. Once you fix that, but what happens? Pag sinabi ngayon, ayoko niyan, drama kagad, patay. Pag sabi, yun yung setback ng culture nyo, by the way, in this context, even with parents, drama kagad yan. Di ba? Parang, pagbunin mo yung sistema. Kung sabi mo muna, ito kasi yung idea namin. Eh. But, keep presenting value because pag doon kayo, pag yun ang pinag-uusapan nyo, mawawala yung drama. Lulusot yung process. Magiging, may implement mo siya. Does that help? Yeah. But don't convince downwards quickly kasi pag kinonvince mo to, tapos vinito ka nun. Bilang sabi doon sa taas, mali yan, anong ginagawa mo dyan? Binago mo yan? Di ba? Hindi, di ba? Ngayon, kung hindi pa rin lulusot doon, go a little higher, di ba? At saka ask permission, di ba? You go to the people in charge and say, Pastor Ariel, ito yung iniisip ko. Here's my idea. And create a culture in an organization. Ako, I don't have a problem. If my staff talk to other people, I don't have a problem. I don't even have a problem with people wanting to pirate my people. You want him, you can have him. Because to me, as long as I know how to create value, kunin mo yan, I'll just create a new one. In other words, it doesn't... Kung if I'm going to become dependent on a certain individual or a certain value, that means hindi mo kaya mag-create ng value. So don't be afraid of that. By the way, in terms of leadership, people will follow someone who's confident. Pagka yung tao insecure, you're diminishing your ability to lead. Pag yung ang style mo, turf protection, yung kailangan, ganito yan, di ba? Hindi yan attractive. If you want high-level performers, attract people, They're attracted by two things. One, something that will make them a better person. Kung ang tingin nila, pag sumama sila sa'yo, they're all gonna be your minion, ni sasama sa'yo yan. Yung mga magagaling, hindi mo makukuha yan. and you're only as good as the people that surround you. In other words, kung gusto mong gumaling, kailangan nakasurround sa'yo magagaling. Yung magagaling, hindi sasama sa iyan. Kung itungkol sa iyo yan, hindi sasama sa iyan. Pero kung nagitan la, pag sumama sila sa iyo, gagaling sila, sasama sa iyo yan. Diba? So that's your job, to lead. Diba? Kaya yung team mo, pagaling ng pagaling. Now, having said that, kailangan medyo magaling ka rin. Dahil hindi naman sasama sa iyo kung tingin niya hindi ka magaling. Diba? So, it's really about the leadership role. Eh. Is that helping you? I might be too scaling up. No? I'm just saying, that's the problem. See, if you and I were talking in a room just by ourselves, then my conversation will be very centric. That's the power of less is more. Diba? Pag yung dumating dito, yung mga Indonesian, Bandung and Jakarta, hindi ko sila kasama mag-meeting. Hiwala yung meeting. Dahil iba yung concerns ng Bandung, iba yung concerns ng Jakarta. Iba yung concern itong pastor na to. So bukas, dalawa na lang yung taong kausap ko. Because iba yung concern itong mga pastor na to sa concern ng senior pastor. Every time you are going to fix an issue, less is more. Slow is fast. Bagalan mo yan. Kausapin mo yung tao. Alamin mo kung ano nasa loob ng puso niyan. Alamin mo yung issue because that's how you fix it. Kasi pag hindi mo naayos yung isa, hindi mo kaya ayusin yung sampu. Pag naayos mo yung dalawa, maayos mo yung lima. Pag naayos mo yung lima, maayos mo yung sampu. So it's and what that does for you is, nakukuha mo yung feedback ng pangsangpo dito. Dito pala, nakikita mo na, ito yung mga harapin ko doon. Tatanong niya yan. So pag nakuha mo na to, hanapin mo yung sagot para dito, para pagdating mo doon, hindi na niya itatanong yun. Dahil pag sinabi mo sa kanya, by the way, ito yung idea ko. Nakasulat na yun. Yung tanong niya, nasagot mo na bago niya itanong. So, the friction of the probability of people pushing back and saying no becomes less. Is this helping you? Na parang pagka, so, kasi kadalasan, ang nangyayari dyan, it's because you didn't do the homework. Eh. No? Pumasok ka agad, binigla mo yung pag-deliver. So, for example, gusto mong dalhin silang lahat ng December 26, eh, June pa lang, kinukumbinsin mo na si David. Diba? So, planning naman yon. That's a different conversation. Diba? Kasi kung bawa, November mo sasabihin, fast is fast. Diba? Eh, pero kung June mo sinabi, slow is fast. Diba? Pagdating ng mga September, convinced na silang lahat. Diba? So, in other words, you have to program that. Titingnan mo, diba? Gusto mo ibenta yung school. Not this year, mag-start na yung school year. Tigil ka muna. Season requires na tuloy muna yung school. Pero in your mind, we're selling that. Kasi hindi pa sila convinced, di ba? Ikaw pala nag-iisip nun, di ba? Okay, so one year later, Manny, kailangan natin, hindi na siya busy, di ba? Nakabakasyon na siya, di ba? Mga teacher, kausapin na natin. Ayaw ni Pia, ayaw ni ganito, ayaw ni ganyan, di ba? Okay, so tigil muna, next year ulit. Kasi pasok ka na ulit, di ba? You're going slow. See? You get it? Di ba? You can't be in a rush. But you know where you're going. Yeah. So by the third year, Manny realizes, wait a minute, lumalaki na yung victory. Man, hindi ko kayang patakbuin to. I'm not the guy. You're the guy. Diba? Pero hindi natin yung mapatakbo to. Pag nandiyan ka, pare. Nandito ka. Yeah. E paano ngayon? Hindi benta yan. Sino bibili nito? Wala. Piso natin ibibenta yan. Piso. Kasi nalulugi yan eh. You get it? So, but it took you 3 years to get him to the place where, oh nga, no? No one. You're the guy that's gonna run this. I had no plans of running this. Yeah. You get it? Pero hindi mo siya mako-convince bukas. So, drop that to a smaller circle of your department. Ganun din yan. Diba? Siguro hindi 3 taon. Huwag naman 3 taon. Baka naman lolo na kayo. Diba? Sabihin yung, ano siya, baka it's going to be more 2 weeks, 3 weeks, pero give it time. Huwag mo siyang bibiglain. So when you know your direction, like for example, the security of the children. Sabi mo sa kanila, di ba? It takes one kid that gets kidnapped to destroy the entire name of victory. That's what we're talking about. That's a value statement that will get your senior pastor to listen. Takes one. That's all it takes. In fact, yung kapitbahay namin nakidnap yung anak. Hanggang ngayon, bro, nag-aaway yung buong pamilya. If you have a reference like that, lalo yan. So what's your proposal? My proposal is this. I talked to a few parents. This is the homework. And I checked with Fort. I checked with Alabang. I checked what they're using. May iba-ibang software. So what do you want?
Pastor, all I want is for the kids pastor and us to talk about it. Okay, paupuin mo. Ito yung findings ko, di ba? Then you're talking. Sabihin niya, problema niya yung mga parents eh. It's fine. Let's figure out a way to talk to them. That's leadership. now you're not just doing your job, you're leading. Diba? So pag minit mo ngayon yung mga parents, the next thing you know, sabihin ng parents, kasi who in the world wants his kid to get kidnapped? I'm securing and making sure hindi mangyayari yan. So who's going to say no to that? You have a great value. But did you present it right? You presented it as, we're changing the system. In-approach mo, system eh. What's the system? The organization, the process is dito ha. Rapipila kayong lahat. Pagpipila kayo ng form. Pahihirapin namin ang buhay niyo para sumaya kayo. This is a saya. Diba? You presented it in the wrong language. Hindi mo pinakita sa kanya yung value. Kung pinakita mo sa kanya yung value, siya pa mag-iisip ng sistema para sa'yo. Make sense? So, are you willing to do it where you create the value and not your idea? That's the question. Baka naman gusto mo palagi yung idea mo. That's not good leadership. Good leadership is, what's the best idea? That's the direction. Here's what we need to do. What's the idea? So, now, man is on board. Baka natin ibenta pala, no? Paano natin ibenta? Ito. O, kailangan natin, sige ito. Kailangan natin, sige teacher. O, sino una natin sa staff? Ito. Diba? Iisa-isay natin yan. Ngakampi mo na siya. E, kung sa mga, benta natin bukas yan, gera yan. Diba? Kasi mabadali ka, di ba? It's, you can't. You have to go slow. Because, remember, you're building a culture. Hindi tayo umabot dito, pero, time's up. Okay? My point is, you have to think in these terms. As a leader, as a department head, you need to think in these terms. Pag ang salamin mo, palaging values. Para saan ba itong building na to? Ba't ba natin tinatayo ito? Ano yung value nito? The more you overlap values, tataas yung value niyan. Dadami yung leaders. Magbabago yung bansa. I-disciple natin yung nation. Dating yung mga presidente, dating yung senador. Dating, puro value yun eh. Parang matatalunin yun. Kahit sabihin niya, laki-laki ng ginusunan niya for 30 years. In 30 years, ito kapalit niyan. In 30 years, you could have a victory church in every public school of this country. You want that? In 30 years, you might break the spirit of poverty. Taas ng value niyan. Di ba? So there's no conversation. Biglang, oh nga, no? Tayo ka pa na tatlong building, boss. Di ba? Kasi pinakita mo yung value, di ba? Wala pa sa atin, mura pala yan. Pero kung mawa, para sa mayan, hindi ko alam eh. Di ba? You won't even build it. So the more you present that, the quality, and keep training yourself that way. And even with your staff, si Mayet, yan, uupo ko yan. Mayet, here's the reason why I cannot be late. On Friday, I have to do this funeral service. Di ako pwede malate dyan. Ito yung taong yan, ito yung rason yan, ito yung ganyan. Sigurahin mo na yung worship team dadating ng gantong oras, kailangan ganito yan. Here's the implication of that. There'll be probably 100 members of my service there, and I have to deliver that because that does not happen all the time. That happens on very rare occasions. We have to make sure we don't drop the ball there. Follow up in mo sila, Emil, tungkol dyan. Because I'm telling her the value. So when she executes it, she's not just executing it, she knows why. Bakit importante? Ba't ko kailangan i-block yung oras ni boss para magawa niya yan? Because that thing is valuable. Okay? All right.